Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, September 20th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the world's most famous contraction is no more. Brangelina, it's no more. She filed for divorce on Monday, yesterday, according to TMZ, and usually what they report is pretty good. Apparently, she hired a private eye, I guess they still exist, to follow around Brad Pitt and see what he was up to. And maybe there was an affair involved? I don't know, maybe? Caught cheating? So I guess you have the world's most eligible bachelor and bachelorettes now available. Guys, go shave, go to the gym, adopt some African children, and you may have a chance with Angelina Jolie. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, as more information about bombing terrorist Ahmad Rahami comes to light, it's becoming more clear that his family may have played a role in his radicalization. We'll talk about his immediate family and as well as his recent travel history. Also, some quote-unquote experts warn that campaign rally crowd sizes shouldn't be used as a gauge to measure popularity. But these are the same experts that said Donald Trump would never get the Republican nomination. We'll compare and contrast yesterday's rallies. And Barack Hussein Obama finally addresses the UN General Assembly for the last time, once again using this platform to renew his calls for a one-world government, as well as apologize for all of the mistakes America and her citizens have made over the years. We have all that, plus social media lights up as rumors swirl that George H.W. Bush plans on voting for Hillary. We also have a poll out of California that is leaving the Clintons, trying to find some Rolaids. And I'll tell you about one Chicagoland business owner who's taking the Colin Kaepernick matter into his own hands. We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I just stood for it. If you guys want to say it, send me your recording of you saying it. Email it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And you can also go to rhinoreport.com. And you can check out the new changes to the site. You can check out part 3 of Robert's series about the state of our education system. It's pretty dire, but you gotta read part 3. And you can sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter coming tonight, I promise, coming tonight. And you'll get 20% off the upcoming Rhino Report swag. You do not want to miss that. Also, follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can like us right there. So remember, you got to put your tables and seats in the upright and locked position, because this show might get a little bumpy today.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaconPoints for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans.
Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, guys. A quick little break there, and we're off and running on today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember, you can download all the old episodes. You can subscribe to them on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. Or rhinoreport.com is a perfect place to find all of the episodes. They're all listed right there on the Listen Now section. You can also find us on crntalk.com. Go there and type in your zip code. It'll pop up what channel we're on near you. So lots of places to listen. We're live on Red Nation Rising Radio, Liberty Feed every day, as well as streamingtalkradio.com. So we're new there, and we're happy to be there. And midnight, KLRNradio.com at midnight, Eastern Time. All right, all the housekeeping out of the way. But there's one more thing I need to address. So I always say to you guys, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, jokes, whatever, email me, and I'll get back to you. So generally, I'll get somewhere on the order between, 12 and 50 emails. Something in that area. And I generally respond to most of them. Now, yesterday, after the show, I would say about 2 hours later, after it went posted on the podcast, on all the different podcasting sites, I started getting a lot more emails. And generally, I'll check them at, maybe 8, 9 o'clock at night and start responding to them. But I'm thinking, why am I getting so many? And I'm looking at the subject line in them, and they all say Vermont. Every single one says Vermont or about Vermont. Are you crazy? What are you smoking? Why do you love Vermont? And this was in reference to what I said in the closing segment yesterday, that Reuters has this election site called States of the Nation. And they had said on that site that there is a high confidence that Donald Trump could win the Green Mountain State come November. It's only 3 electoral votes. I get it, it's a small amount. But it's a little emblematic of what the bigger picture might be. Someone said in the email, he's losing the most recent poll by 21 points. And you know what? 21 points, pretty good in Vermont. I said yesterday, listen, I understand this may be a stretch. I get it. I totally get it. Vermont is one of the few states where you have a very even, if not higher, amount of young voters than older voters in the state. And that's because most of the kids go to school there, Middlebury, Bennington College, UVM in Burlington, Burlington College, which is now shutting down, thanks to Bernie Sanders' wife, by the way, and they hang out there. It's not like most college towns where kids go to school, they do their 4, 5, 6, 8, whatever years it is. A few of them may hang around to open up a bar or a sub shop in town, but most of them go either to LA or to New York or Dallas or wherever they go. They get on with their lives. People in Vermont, these students, they hang around because they're finally amongst their people, right? These tree-hugging, hippie, liberal types. So they find themselves very comfortable there, which is what raises the amount of young voters in that state. However, most of the young voters, now anyway, your 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they're going third party. They're going Jill Stein. They're going Gary Johnson. Hillary Clinton is not picking them up because they don't remember Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton can't run on her own record. She's a terrible candidate with a terrible track record. So a lot of times she does lean on her husband. But he doesn't play well with the younger generation. They just don't remember the cool saxophone playing Arsenio Hall Bill Clinton. So most of them go third party. So yes, is there a possibility Vermont could go red? Absolutely. There's a possibility every state could go red. There's a possibility every state goes blue. That's possible too. We have a poll we'll talk about later out of California that the Clintons, I'm sure, are not real thrilled about. But those of you who emailed me and said, oh, Vermont's a terrible liberal state, let me explain one thing to you. Vermont is probably the easiest state to acquire and carry a firearm in the entire union. It's a constitutional carry state. You go into a gun dealer, you buy your gun, they take a little bit of very, very basic information from you, and then off you go. There's no registering, there's no carry permits, open carry, concealed carry. The only restriction they have in Vermont is if you're hunting and you have a rifle or a shotgun, you can't have that rifle or shotgun loaded while you're driving. They're not the only state that has that restriction. So for everyone out there that thinks this big liberal state and who cares, they're really not that liberal. It's very much a live free or die, leave me alone type of state. And I know we're dedicating a lot of time to this, but I got a ton of emails last night about it. A ton! So I hope I'm addressing everyone's concerns. And even some people said they didn't want Vermont. We don't care if we get Vermont. Well, that's three votes. Donald Trump certainly cares. So, that's Vermont. I'm sure I'll get a lot more emails about it today. But the open carry, concealed carry, constitutional carry aspect of Vermont really separates it. In fact, they can never change that. It's in their state constitution, written in 1777. It will never be changed. Gun laws are very fickle in many, many states. They don't change in Vermont. The only place you can't carry a concealed or open weapon in the state is a school or a government building. That's it. Everywhere else you go, perfectly fine. Restaurants, everywhere. So maybe don't judge a book by its cover until you've been there. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about this Rahami guy. Rahami, 28 years old. He's charged now with 5 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's got a $5.2 million bail. I'm not sure there's a bond on it, but usually it was a 10%. He has not been charged federally yet. So there'd be no point in bailing or bonding out just to get picked up again on federal charges. So he's going to sit in lockup for a little while. I believe he's still at the hospital, University Hospital in Newark. That's also where the officers who were shot went. That's worth noting, too, because a lot of times people say, oh, well, the officers go to good hospitals and the criminals go to bad hospitals. Liberals love saying that. Well, part of that is who responds, and part of it is what's closer. I mean, so Angel Padilla, or Angel Padilla, I don't want to mispronounce his name. He's the officer that was shot in the abdomen. He was the first to respond when the bar owner called the police and said, hey, listen, I think your guy is here. I guess he got the alert or he saw the picture on TV and he recognized him and he called right up. And next thing you know, there's a little gunfight and this guy's being hauled away on a stretcher in handcuffs. He's bleeding. These are all good things. Now, I know a lot of people want to see him with the bullet hole between his eyes and not in the back of his shoulder. I get that. But this is somebody who, to me, seems pretty mentally weak. Because he was swayed very easily when he took his trips overseas to Afghanistan, to Pakistan, to other areas. We'll talk about those in the next segment. So this is a guy we can probably get information out of. A lot of information. In fact, his friends and his ex-girlfriend say he changed drastically after his visits overseas. So we're going to talk about that, plus his family may have been involved in the radicalization process. His father fought in Afghanistan. He fought the Russians. His brother's got all sorts of kind of Islamic tweets out there and Facebook posts. So we'll talk about all of that when we get back. And plus, I did mention that California poll we're going to have to get to. And we'll talk about these rallies yesterday. Trump fills a huge stadium.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance,
thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. So we got Rahami in the hospital with a gunshot wound, right? If he's not better by tomorrow, we're going to shoot him again. And it's worth noting that this happened in Linden, New Jersey. He may have been from Elizabeth, New Jersey. These are very close. They're just a couple of miles apart from each other. And I said it on Twitter yesterday, and I'm sure some people saw this. These are the same areas where Donald Trump and others, CBS local news in the area, Fox local news in the area, these are the same areas where people were celebrating on the rooftops after 9/11. Linden, Newark, Elizabeth, all in the same kind of area. All right? So I think it's important that we say that, because here is somebody who is an enemy of the state, whose father has this big problem with the war in Afghanistan. I'm sure they weren't real thrilled when we went in there. People they may have known were celebrating the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and of course, the plane that never made it to the White House that landed or crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, celebrating the death of Americans. So it's kind of that area. Maybe there are more like him in that area. They're saying he's a lone wolf, right? Lone wolf. Apparently, lone wolves travel in packs. CNN, MSNBC, they can't wait to say lone wolf. Even when it's like 5 or 10 people, they're a bunch of lone wolves. That's what they say. All right, so that area may be a hotbed. Also in that area, just so we're on this topic for a little bit, if you read the 9/11 Commission report, there are many of the terrorists who did stay in that area. So it is hospitable for them. All right? Again, worth noting. Also, these devices, they're getting more advanced. Even though it's in a pressure cooker, it's in a kitchen appliance, essentially. The one that was set up in Boston was set off by a transponder. So somebody had to be within an area where they could detonate it. These had flip phones strapped to them as the detonators. So someone just had to call the number, I guess. And they could be anywhere in the world. That's kind of scary. Luckily, I mean, here's one instance where it actually worked. New York City has about 8,000 cameras that get piped right into the police department, and that's how they were able to really track this guy down. Plus, he left fingerprints on the pressure cooker. What an idiot. His family has had problems with the local authorities. They own this First American Fried Chicken, which I'm not sure it's the first, but they had some noise complaints, and the city made them shut down a little bit early, and then they filed a suit against the city saying that they were discriminating against them because they were Arab or Muslim or whatever. But that all fell apart when one of the brothers, I guess, tried to obstruct the police, so they had to drop their suit. Go figure. Now, this Rahami, this guy has been to terrorist hotbeds quite a few times. 2005, he went to Pakistan, all right? He was in Karachi. And then he went to, he was there until 2006. And then in 2011, he went to Kandahar, which is in Afghanistan. He went to Pakistan again. And then in 2013, he went back to Pakistan. He didn't leave and come back until 2014. So he spent a lot of years, or many months anyway, in these terrorist hotbeds. And he just happened to find his wife in one of them, who we all learned decided she was going to head for the hills just hours before the first explosion. Now, when Donald Trump says we need to look at the families, can we start taking this seriously now? That maybe Donald Trump is right with this? Everybody was all up in arms. You can't look at the families. The families are innocent. Well, Rahami's dad, Muhammad, fought as a member of the Mujahideen. Okay? And then you have his brother is all over on Facebook, according to the Daily Beast, putting up these extremist memes. He travels to and fro Afghanistan and Pakistan. His wife hits the plane hours before, and she's finally held in the United Arab Emirates when that plane landed. The family was part of the radicalization process. And who lets their 17-year-old kid go over to terrorist hotbeds just out of high school? Who does that? We're going to keep with this because this is important. This is important. He tried to get his wife into the country, too. He wrote a very angry letter to his representative saying his wife has to be in this country. She has to get a visa. He met her in Pakistan. She has to come back. And his friends say after all these trips, he's coming back now wearing different clothing. He's praying more. He's more religious. He's more devout. He's taking time out of his day. A kid that used to talk about cars a lot is now talking about anti-American sentiment. We'll finish when we come back.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to check out rhinoreport.com and sign up for the newsletter coming out tonight. Tonight, I do promise that. So, I thought it was interesting. I'm listening on local media. I'm not sure if this clip made national media or not. But on local media, they were interviewing Representative Peter King. Of course, he's from Long Island. He's always on TV. This guy's on TV more than Regis Philbin. But they asked him, are you going to start searching in these Muslim communities for this terrorist? Now, this was before they had caught him. And he says, well, he's not Irish, so we're not going to search the Irish communities. He's not Italian, so we're not going to search Little Italy. Like, he made it very clear that, yeah, we're going to have to search these Muslim communities. We're going to have to go in there and figure out what is going on. Because you have an area, this Elizabeth Linden Newark area, that is obviously very hospitable towards the Islamic extremist cause. They harbored terrorists before 9/11. They were dancing on roofs after 9/11. And now you have a terrorist who placed bombs in New York and New Jersey who lived in this area. So, yeah, we have to go into the area. That's where the criminals apparently are living. And you have his family, too. His father fought for the Mujahideen, right, against the Soviets in the 80s. You have his brother, Muhammad K, who has these extremist memes and conspiracy theory videos he's retweeting. He has this one meme that says a bunch of extremist fighters are kind of shown there, and it says, I bring men who desire death as ardently as you desire life. Yeah, there's a patriot. There's a real patriot right there. This guy went from, he was in Pakistan from 2005 to 2006. He was 17 years old. Who sends their kid over there in the middle of a war, a hotbed for terrorism? And then in 2011, he goes back to Afghanistan and Pakistan and visits again in 2013 to 2014, where he meets his wife,
who he wants over here on a visa. Maybe she has some special skill. Maybe she can be an accountant for McDonald's. The family's involved. The family is involved. People were yelling and screaming when Donald Trump said, listen, we have to check the families. The families know what's going on. And proof is in the pudding. His wife took off. See ya. You can't say this was some planned vacation. Just happens to be going to the United Arab Emirates. No. I don't buy that for a second. She knew this guy was going to do what he was going to do. Much in the way the San Bernardino shooters worked in tandem, so did these two. She's complicit here. The family is complicit. Whether or not the FBI or the Counterterrorism Force at NYPD or Union County, New Jersey, or whomever it is taking over the investigation wants to admit that to the general public, we can all see it. It's right before our eyes. So she's being held there. I'm sure they'll ship her back here, and she'll have to answer some questions, or we'll send whoever over there to talk to her. But Donald Trump, right again. Right again. Gotta look at these families. All right. Let's move on to last night. Donald Trump is at his rally in Estero, Florida, and he's talking about this whole situation. And he renews his calls for extreme vetting. We should not let people in. We should halt altogether immigration from places where we cannot properly vet from. And that makes a whole lot of sense to most of us that have at least a brain working at 50% capacity. It makes a lot of sense. Not like Hillary wants to bring everybody in. And Obama wants to bring in 110,000. 110,000 people from areas we cannot vet. Well, Donald Trump has this rally in Estero, Florida last night. And I got to tell you, it was packed. About 8,000 people. 8,000 people chanting USA. Can you imagine being on that stage, talking to people, and the crowd starts chanting USA? That would give me goosebumps. It would give me absolute goosebumps. And he loves every second of it. Don't get me wrong. He loves it. Well, almost at the same time, Hillary Clinton's doing a little rally of her own. And I do mean little. Temple University, about 200 people. About 200 people. Not even 10% of what was standing in the parking lot while Trump had his rally went to her little rally for millennials at Temple University. The experts say we can't judge this. We can't look at rallies because there was this president and that president who had big rallies and they lost. Bill O'Reilly loves to remind us of that. But it's a different time. It's a different time. Donald Trump is not just running for president. This is a whole movement. It really is. And you can see that when you look at the poll numbers across the country. Donald Trump went from down 17 points in Colorado to plus 2 in a month. In a month. And here you have someone like Hillary Clinton who's been a known quantity for many, many years. 30, 40, 120, whatever many years it's been. She's been a known quantity. She's been the heir apparent. And people still aren't really biting. They're not buying what she's selling. Now, collapsing, getting into a van because she has whatever illness is one thing. That didn't help matters. Didn't help matters. But Donald Trump is engaged. He's doing two or three of these things a day. So when you put that into perspective, if let's say you do two of these a day and you have small ones, right? 5,000 people, a small rally for Donald Trump. That's 10,000 people. You're hitting 10,000 people a day. That does mean something. It's simple math. 10,000 times 20 days. Do the math. That's a lot of votes. That's a lot of people. And it's not like he's just drawing a little bit bigger than Hillary. He is dwarfing her. Dwarfing. She was at this Temple University thing. There's not even 200 people there. It's empty. Everyone that was there was standing behind her. And usually, you know, they pick out that crowd to stand there behind you. You have a black person, a white person, you know, an Asian person, an old person, a young person, a baby. In Hillary's case, you have a terrorist father, you know. Everyone that was behind her was everyone that was there. And they all looked like robots. They looked terrible. It's a bad-looking group of people, I'll tell you that much. I had to look away. I thought my TV was going to break. All right. We'll finish talking about this, and we'll talk about George H.W. Bush. Why is he trending today? He's trending, and we got a new poll to go over out of California. Hang in there, guys. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, just for contrast, Hillary had a rally at the University of South Florida on September 6th that drew about 1,500 people. Maybe they were asleep, maybe they were awake. 1,500. On September 9th, Trump had his Pensacola rally, 12,000. 12,000. So there's something to this. There's definitely something to this. And the pictures last night, you could see. Everyone took pictures. The place was packed. Packed to the brim with people. She couldn't fill a cafeteria. All right, so George H.W., Bush 41, he's all over Twitter today. Well, he's not, but I guess a lot of people are, because apparently Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, the daughter of Robert Kennedy, said that he told her in private that he's voting for Hillary Clinton. He's with her. That's what apparently is going on here. Now, his people have said, no comment. Who he votes for is private. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend has since taken that message off Facebook or Twitter or whatever it was. Listen, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all, right? This keeps the whole Trump-Clinton monarchy intact. They're still bitter. They're still bitter that low-energy Jeb couldn't muster. What did he get, four delegates? I could have gotten four delegates. He got four delegates. He spent something like $60 million per delegate. They're mad they lost. Well, guess what? Suck it up. Suck it up and support your nominee. Jeb signed the pledge, didn't he? Jeb's a big boy. It wouldn't surprise me, though. This is all one big club. Clinton's, Bush's, it's all one club. So, whatever. Let him vote where he wants to vote for. He was enjoying a renaissance. He was. I've said it on this show many times. Bush 41 is enjoying a renaissance. But that renaissance has since gone away since Donald Trump became the nominee, because the Bushes are playing baby. They're playing babies. Our guy didn't win. We're going to take our ball and go home. We're not going to put our money machine with you. That's what they do. That's what they do. So, you know what? Perhaps George H.W. voting for Hillary is just fine by a lot of Trump supporters. And in fact, it may drive more to him. It's good for that anti-establishment supporter. So, I don't think it's big news. Liberals want to say it. Good. You can have them. How about that? You can have them. All right. Today was Obama's final address to the UN General Assembly. You know, if you like this one world government, redistribution of wealth, relinquished sovereignty thing, then you loved this speech. Then you loved it. It was for you. It was tailor-made for you. And he did exactly what he accuses Trump of doing. He said, Donald Trump only panders to one kind of person. Well, that's what he did too. They wouldn't show the members of the General Assembly shaking their heads. All they showed was they showed the Russian delegation, the North Korean or whatever it was delegation, and the Syrian delegation when he would talk about them. And all of a sudden they looked serious and started writing down stuff on a piece of paper. I mean, he poked Russia a little bit. He poked Syria quite a bit. He poked North Korea. So if one of our aircraft carriers get buzzed by a Russian jet today, we kind of know why. Definitely know why. He bashed Trump a few times with the wall. Yeah, whatever. That's old stuff, old news. You're going to talk about the wall? People want the wall. More than half the people in this country want the wall. The fact that the world doesn't want the wall is why we want it. That's what they don't get. Obama is more than happy to give up our sovereignty. No problem. We're all one world. One world's problems. He's talking about money that's offshore. Well, they put it offshore so you can't touch it. I'd put mine offshore too if I had enough. If it were me, if I was the next president, I'd pull us right out of this UN. I'd pull us right out. No questions asked. See you later. They do nothing for us. Nothing. Let them move their UN building somewhere else. We can use the one in Manhattan for a school. We could use more schools, right? Or maybe a prison to jail all these crooked politicians. Much better uses of that building than for the UN. UN's a sham. Everyone knows it, and we get played the fool every single time with them. All right, let's do this poll quickly. We have a field poll, all right? This is the field poll and the University of California, Berkeley, all right? So take this with a grain of salt. This shows that we have Clinton Kaine at 50%, Trump Pence 17%. So down 17 in California. But in July, Trump Pence were down 24. 24. So making up quite a bit of ground in just 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Now, before, you have a poll in May and a poll in April. We can throw those in the garbage because that was before either party had a real clear nominee. Clinton has 85% of Democrat support. Trump has 84% of Republican support. Stein gets 13% of the no party. Johnson gets 13% of the no party. And there's 12% undecided. So Trump, Pence down 17 with 12% undecided. The inland counties in California go Trump. The coastal counties go Hillary. Big surprise there. Northern California is the only region of California that goes Trump, the Jefferson area. But Central Valley and other southern counties, I guess, or regions are close. I guess that means everything but L.A. County, I guess. Men go Hillary. They go Hillary by 9 points. What's wrong with you guys out there in California? Grow a set, huh? African-American vote. 13% for Trump. We're seeing that number coming up. It's getting higher. Trump is winning the high school or less. He's close with the some college or trade school. And he does well with the widows, separated, and divorced. He does well with that crowd. All right, that's pretty good. The single, never married, they like Stein. She got 13% of that category. Crazy. The born-agains are all Trump. They're on the Trump train. Hillary's favorables are down. Unfavorables are up. We'll finish this when we come back.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Federal tax fraud is set to $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well-positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of today's Rhino Report. We're talking about this field research poll along with UC Berkeley that has Hillary up 17 points. Remember, Obama won this poll by 21, or he won the state by 21, I'm sorry, he won the state by 21 in 2012. So she is already, she's seeing it in a lot of states. She doesn't have quite the support Barack Hussein Obama did, even in 2012. Not even close to 2008, not even close, but 2012, she's still 4 points shy of what he won it by. Now, her unfavorables, she had a 43% unfavorable in this poll in July, 53% now. So, people in California maybe not real happy with her, and even her favorable dropped from 53 to 47 from July until now. Now, Trump, he had a 24% favorable in July, and he has 31 now. So, all right, he's up 7. It's still not great, but he's up 7. And his unfavorable in July was 73, and he's to 69 now. So he picks up 4 points there. So he's going in the right direction. She's going in the wrong direction. This poll was completed by YouGov, all right? It was online by YouGov, and it was from September 7th to September 13th. So embargoed 7 days. Embargoed 7 days, and we only have a negative 17 for Trump. So what questions were omitted? What samples were omitted to get it here? You have UC Berkeley and YouGov. So these are two very, very leftward-leaning areas. Now, it's also interesting that Obama is seeing the highest disapproval in California since September of 2014. Now, it's only 42% disapproval. Approval is 58%, so they really like him out there. They like him. But it is noteworthy that it is the highest point in 2 years, his disapproval. And we've seen the election sway that way. When people don't approve of the president, then they go for Trump. When they love Obama, they go for Hillary. Again, it's Obama's third term, and he's campaigning like hell to make sure she wins it, because his whole legacy, or whatever he thinks is a legacy, depends on it, and I'm sure there are some secrets that depend on it, too. All right, last thing for today. So what happens if you own a business and you're a little mad about Colin Kaepernick? Well, if you happen to own a mattress store outside of Chicago, what you do is you take Kaepernick's jersey and you put it on the floor mat. When people walk in, there's a doormat and he has the Kaepernick jersey laying across the doormat with a sign that says, like, feel free to wipe your feet on this jersey. He says some people have done it. Some people have walked past it. The store owner's name is Dave Gerwing. This is in Crestwood. In Crestwood, so outside of Chicago. I'm not sure how far. Maybe some of you guys would know. I have no idea. He says, people have made the ultimate sacrifice. They've died for our freedoms. Sitting down on your butt is nothing more than a disservice and disrespect to the people fighting for our rights. So he doesn't like Kaepernick. And they asked him about the protest. Does Kaepernick have the right to protest? And he says, does he have the right to protest? Absolutely. The same way I have a right to put his jersey on the floor. So we're fighting back. And he goes, it's not a race issue. He says, it's not about race. If it were Eli Manning, he would do it too. Funny he picks out Eli Manning. I mean, there's like, what, 600 other football players you could have picked out? I mean, even your own quarterback for the Bears? But no. So pretty funny, though. So if you own a business and you don't like Kaepernick, maybe you take this guy's lead and you put that replica jersey on the floor with a sign that says, wipe your feet. I like the way this guy thinks. Dave Gerwing, you're my favorite mattress salesman. All right, guys, we have a lot more to get to tomorrow, so you want to check out that show, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, and Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.